New official figures show inflation eased last month. Consumer prices increased at an annual pace of 4.2% in April, according to Bureau of Statistics data, down from 4.6% in March. The reading in March was lifted by rising fuel prices due to the war in the Middle East, and petrol is also part of the reason why inflation was down in April. That's because from the 1st of April, the federal government halved the fuel excise. That's the tax we pay when we fill up our car at the bowser. That's meant lower fuel prices. Devika Shivadeka is an economist at RSM Australia. She says the cut to the fuel excise has taken some heat out of the headline inflation number, but she warns there's still a long way to go.
What the fuel excise cut has done is it has mechanically lowered petrol prices, but it does very little to address the underlying inflation impulse, which we can see in the trimmed mean number, which stayed put at 3.4%, driven mostly by higher global energy costs.
The Federal Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, says the excise cut is due to end on the 30th of June.
We're not anticipating extending that or expecting to extend it, but we keep it under review, really from week to week. So what we're trying to do here is to provide cost of living relief in the most responsible way that we can, and that means, in this case, in a temporary way.
He's welcomed the drop in inflation, but concedes it's still too high. The 4.2% figure is headline inflation, which includes the more volatile items like petrol and power. Another measure is called trim mean underlying inflation, which strips out the temporary and seasonal price swings. That's the Reserve Bank's preferred measure, which it relies on to set its monetary policy, basically lifting or lowering interest rates. While trimmed mean underlying inflation rose a little bit, from 3.3% in March to 3.4% in the 12 months to April. The RBA's already lifted rates three times this year, so will it do it again next month to get underlying inflation down? Devika Shivadeka doesn't think so.
My base case is a prolonged hold for the rest of the year, but I do believe that the risk is more on the upside, that is towards another potential interest rate hike. So if at all we were to get another hike, I would believe it would be one more. Having said that, I would like to say that it's far too soon given how fast economic data changes, as well as how fast global volatility also changes its tracks.
The Reserve Bank next meets on the 16th of June, and markets are also expecting it'll leave interest rates on hold.